Does your device change how you interact with people online? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Terry Kurtzberg, professor of management and global business at Rutgers Business School, delves into this question.
A notification arrives. Depending on where you are and what you're doing at that moment, you might see it and respond on your cell phone or perhaps on a laptop instead. Does it matter? Is there a consequence to using one device over the other for making decisions or connecting with people? In fact, there may be changes in what you decide and how you relate to other people, depending on what type of device you're using. People seem more willing to lie to someone else in the name of taking more for themselves when they do tasks on their laptops instead of on their cell phones. Given that the two have nearly identical technical capabilities, they're both just boxes with an electronic logic board, this is surprising. Why does this happen? Partly, it seems to be because laptops make us think more about work and being professional, with all the associated getting ahead at any cost baggage, while the cell phone triggers thoughts of family and friends instead, where deception might be more out of bounds. This shows how important our psychological associations with objects can be. It's not the thing itself. It's what the thing makes us think about and feel that matters. We live in a world where work happens from everywhere, and technology is our bridge. We tend to assume that we are exactly the same, making exactly the same decisions, regardless of where we are or what device we happen to have in hand. But, simply put, context matters, including the choice of technological tool. Everything from honesty to feedback to cooperation changed for the worse when we first migrated online. And so we need to better appreciate what may trigger our more ethical or our more devious sides. Over time, we'll get more savvy about understanding how the human side of technology choices influences us.
That was Terry Kurtzberg of Rutgers Business School. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.